Well, the day has arrived. It's Game 7, the Blues and the Boston Bruins in the Stanley Cup Final. Chris Raby has been with us since day number one of the season with multiple reports every month, and it's presented in this postseason by Henderson Watercutty Criminal Defense Firm, protecting your rights. They're available 24/7. 645-4400 is their number, 645-4400. And you can also go to stocriminaldefense.com. Full-service criminal defense firm dedicated to helping individuals fight criminal charges in both Missouri and Illinois, state, federal, and municipal courts. Chris Raby, can you believe that you and I have been doing this since October, and now we're talking about Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals?
It's remarkable. You know, we've got, a third or more than that of the baseball season already in the books, and we're talking about Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. It's the middle of June, and the Blues are still playing, Dan. It's pretty incredible, and it's been just a remarkable run for this team, and, one more game. I know fans have been anxiously awaiting tonight to come and anxiously awaiting what's going to happen at around 10 or 11 o'clock St. Louis time. So in my opinion, one of the best moments in sports is a Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Final, maybe the best moment in terms of just exhilaration and what's at stake, and the Blues are involved in it. Can't ask for much more than that.
I think I was looking and doing some numbers before. In Game 7s of major professional sports, the road team actually is two games above 500. So keep that in mind, and obviously the Blues have been a very, very good road team in this postseason.
They have, and, you know, I was looking at the same numbers and put together some stuff on Jordan Binnington for ScoopsDannyMac.com the other day, Dan, and it's just incredible how good they've been on the road. You know, the Blues in the regular season since Binnington took over in Philadelphia, 10-3-1 on the road, and that one overtime loss came in a 2-1 loss to the New York Islanders in a game that Binnington was fantastic. 9-3 in the postseason on the road, and 5-0 on the road in the postseason following a loss. So I don't know what it is. I mean, you can point to guys saying that they keep things simple, or maybe there are less distractions. I think it boils down to just the Blues are a really, really, really good team. And after the All-Star break, they had to run the gauntlet of playing games on the road, and they had no choice but to win games on the road and to win games on the road in a hurry. They went like a month without consecutive games in St. Louis. And if they wanted to make the postseason, the only avenue into the building of the tournament was on the road. And they proved that they could win consistently on the road. They could beat good teams on the road. I mean, you just run down the list of teams in the regular season that they beat in that stretch of 14 games. It was Dallas, the Islanders, Columbus, Tampa, Anaheim, Pittsburgh. I mean, it was playoff caliber teams. It was a West Coast swing. It was the Florida teams. Back-to-back nights. It was just really, really impressive. And I think all of that, as they say, iron sharpens iron, all of that has led them to this point.
Give us the vibe in Boston. You've been there now for about a day and a half. What's it like in Boston getting ready for Game 7?
You know, don't roll your eyes, but it's more of the same. It's the guys just being loose. And, you know, you go into the dressing room or you talk to them in the hallway when they're getting ready to get on the bus. And you know this from being around, you know, the Blues and the Cardinals, Dan, but the teams that are at their best just keep things the same. And it's funny, I had a long chat with Colton Parayko yesterday, and I was trying to figure out why these guys are able to do that and why professional athletes are able to do that. And the best explanation that he could give me, he said, listen, I played all year. I've played every game in the Stanley Cup playoffs. He said, the only time in my NHL career that I have been nervous is the final two games of this regular season, when, you know, he was sitting out, he missed those final two games. And he said, listen, we didn't really have a ton at stake. We knew for the most part where we were going to end up. Like, things would have had to really go in one direction in terms of Nashville and Winnipeg if the Blues' position was going to change. So they pretty much knew where they were going to end up. But he said, I have never, ever felt as nervous as I felt watching those two games. And he said, and I think the reason is because I was watching. I couldn't control anything. I had no effect on the outcome of the game, and I was a spectator. And he said, in those two games, I kind of understood how my family feels and how my friends feel and the texts that I get after games. He said, it's easy for us as hockey players to go out and play, but he said, watching two regular season games was the just most brutal feeling I've ever had as an athlete. And I thought that was pretty remarkable, because we go through that every game, and these guys, excuse me, are genuine. I think when they say that once the game starts, it's a game, and they're able to get into the flow of the game. So, you know, all that being said, long story long, I really believe that's how they've gone about it. And, you know, they've got one more, and you hope that they can just keep going about it the same way.
What do you think the keys for the game of game seven will be tonight?
Staying 5-on-5 more than anything. I mean, Binnington, especially when the Blues are 5-on-5 in the postseason, on the road, a .940 save percentage after a loss. When they're 5-on-5, the next game, a .954 save percentage. I don't know what or how the game will be officiated. I hope that that's not a huge story coming out of tonight. But, you know, play with discipline, play with aggressive discipline, and keep the game 5-on-5. Because I believe the Blues, except for maybe stretches of game six, they've been the better team 5-on-5. And if you can keep it 5-on-5 and, you know, keep the Boston power play off of the ice for the most part, then I think you have a good opportunity to dictate the pace of the game and to get in on the forecheck, to play physically, and to hopefully get things swinging in your favor.
You know, it's interesting. It's been a physical series, especially the Blues, when they've been more physical, have won those games. Game seven, typically, it seems like for the officials that the whistle's put in the back pocket, and if you get suspended, so what? There's no tomorrow. I would expect the Blues to come out like gangbusters in terms of being physical tonight.
Yeah, and that's their game. I mean, I don't think anyone has accused anyone on the Blues of being a dirty player. You can't say that for Boston. I don't know what's going on with the Boston media and some of the outcries about maybe the way the Blues might play, but they're going to play their game, Dan. That's how they've played these Stanley Cup playoffs. That's how they wore down Dallas. And that's how they wore down San Jose. And that's how they were wearing down Boston. I know that these suspensions really hurt them. It'll be nice to get Ivan Barbashev back. But, you know, you have to play on that fine line. You have to play physically without taking stupid stick penalties in the offensive zone. Getting a high stick up. That's a black and white call that the officials will call every time. Or, you know, putting yourself in a position where the officials have to make a call. But you're right. Play your game. Play physically. And that has worked for the Blues. But, you know, it has to be with a purpose. Craig Berube says, play physically with the intent to get the puck. You know, don't just hit to chase a hit. Hit so that you are creating separation, so that you are creating puck possession, so that you are disrupting what they are trying to do. And, you know, that's been their bread and butter to this point, and I think that that will be the key, as long as, again, you do it under control tonight.
I am proud to add to the website, as an exclusive sponsor of Ben Fred Fridays, the St. Louis-based criminal defense firm of Henderson Watercutty. As many of you know, I'm proud to be from St. Louis, and Mick Henderson and Steve Watercutty are from St. Louis. They call it home. Their firm is the premier criminal defense firm in Missouri and Illinois. So being from St. Louis, they want to help people from our region. And all you have to do is go to their website, stlcriminaldefense.com. That's stlcriminaldefense.com. Now, on that website, you will see the countless testimonials of people who they have helped over the many years that they have been doing work for people in the region. On the site, there are frequently asked questions, categories, and a wealth of information to help guide you through the process of figuring out how to make decisions to protect your rights. And it doesn't matter how big or small the case. They're known for their communication with their clients, and this is why. You can reach them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And they have a proven track record of handling your criminal defense and traffic needs. The St. Louis-based criminal defense firm of Henderson Watercutty. The website again. And really, go to the website. It's incredibly easy to navigate. stlcriminaldefense.com. Check it out. That's stlcriminaldefense.com. Or call them anytime, day or night, 24 hours a day. The number, 314-645-4400. 314-645-4400. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements. How amazing has this been from your perspective, just to cover it as a media member and then also to see how the city has responded as a fan base and what it's done for the city?
It's been incredible. And I know tonight there will be another, 50,000, 100,000 people downtown. I think it's amazing what Tom Stillman and his ownership group have done for Blues fans and for the city of St. Louis. I think it's amazing the partnership between the Blues and the Cardinals, that Ballpark Village will be probably capacity by 3 p.m. this afternoon. The Busch Stadium will have 25,000 people watching the game. That people are pouring downtown outside of a Cardinals game like they never have. I know that as long as I've been in St. Louis, which is, 6 years now, outside of Cardinals baseball, I've never seen people downtown like this. I'm so happy for the city, for everyone who's put in the hard work. I hope that it doesn't take 78 aldermen to pass whatever is next required to continue this positive momentum, because this is real. And, I said a couple of weeks ago or last series when somebody asked me why 18,000 people were furiously lined up on Ticketmaster trying to get into a building where there wasn't a game being played to watch a hockey game on a video board, that it's about a shared experience. And whether it's, watching the game with three generations of your family or going into the gas station and talking to the attendant about what happened with the Blues game last night, or, watching your clock until it gets to 7:23 p.m. tonight, everybody's in this together. And, if we're going to move forward as a city and as a region, everyone needs to be on board. And I'm not naive enough to think that winning a hockey game tonight in Boston will solve all of the problems that we deal with. There are a lot of cities that have won a lot of championships. I'm sitting in one of them right now, and they all still struggle with things. But I do think that the way the city has rallied together and the way we have seen people really support businesses and support the Blues, support a group that has done so much for St. Louis, it's been really inspiring. So, not to get too honky or too corny, it's just been really, really cool. And I hope that regardless of what happens tonight, everyone remembers what an incredible couple of months it's been and uses that to do some good.
Yeah, and it's just been amazing what's happened for the city and the folks that have maybe been casual fans or not fans at all. Talk about the importance of sports and what it means to a city and the big picture of that. I think that, you could go to any politician or anybody that opposes sports or certainly certain aspects of what sports bring to a city, and it's all debatable, but you can't debate what you saw on Sunday in St. Louis, which was 19,000 in the building and close to 50,000 outside on the streets. I mean, that was amazing to see some of the shots, aerial shots of what was happening in downtown St. Louis.
Yeah, and I think that when you think about Tom Stillman and his group and the DeWitts, and I've loved your coverage of the MLS to St. Louis bid and Carolyn Kindle Betts and the Taylor family and Jim Cavanaugh. Like, you said it best, Dan, like, if we say no to these people being the people that do so much for the city, who are we going to say yes to? And, I'm not saying that it's a good idea for cities or, citizens to finance operations of sports teams and their ownership groups, but no one has asked for that in this case. And I'm sure you can speak as well as anyone, Dan, about, for as much as the DeWitts and Tom Stillman and the Taylor family and Jim Cavanaugh, as much as they do for the city, they probably do more that people don't even know about. And if they bring people together around a sporting event or a team, then that's a pretty inspiring thing. So again, not to get on a soapbox and not to say that if the Blues win the Stanley Cup tonight, all of the problems in St. Louis will magically go away. They won't. But I do think it's been pretty cool for everyone to have this kind of shared experience over the last couple of months.
Well put. Let's wrap it up here. Henderson Watercutty bringing our coverage of the Stanley Cup Finals with Chris Raby of KMOX. And he'll be on the intermissions and the pre- and the post-game show on the Blues Radio Network. Game 7, who do you like?
I mean, I told you before Game 6 that just the way this has gone, I thought that the Blues would either win at home and party in St. Louis, or they would win in dramatic fashion in Game 7. And, you know, I suppose they fly a bit close to the sun when it comes to this, and I'm sure that if you asked Boston media if they stopped complaining about the presumed physicality of the Blues tonight, they might say that they expect the Bruins to win. But this team, man, I'll say it again, they can't surprise me anymore. They can only impress me. And what a final stanza to what's been just a remarkable novel of the 2019 season it would be if they're able to win tonight. And I shouldn't even say able to win. I think the Blues will play a great game. I think the Bruins will play a great game. I don't want to discount the fact that the Bruins have a Stanley Cup championship pedigree, and they showed that on Sunday night. But I think that everything the Blues have done this year has led them to this point. They have won on the road. They have bounced back. They have simply played their best games when they have absolutely had no choice otherwise. And that's what I expect tonight. Unless something goes drastically wrong, I think they will be right there. I think it'll be a close game. And obviously I'm biased and I'll be pulling for the Blues to win, but why not? They've gotten this far. I think they've got one more in them and it should be a hell of a night.
Should be a great night. You're to be commended. You've done a great job all season long on these reports and also on the radio network. It's been fun listening to you, and soon enough we'll be catching up at the ballpark. But enjoy game number 7 tonight in Boston.
It's been a lot of fun, Dan, and more than anything, I just want to say thank you to Blues fans, because it is, along with Cardinals fans, just the Blues community is unlike anything I've ever been around. And their passion and their knowledge and the way they support the team through thick and thin, a lot of it thin leading to this point. I'm not sure I've ever been around a group that I consider more deserving of the ride that this has been. And I just hope it's a great, great final push to the finish line tonight.
This has been presented by Henderson and Watercutty. 24/7, they're available, and stlcriminaldefense.com on their site. Chris, thanks so much. Enjoy it, and we'll catch up when you get back here into St. Louis.
Thanks, Dan.
I am proud to add to the website, as an exclusive sponsor of Ben Fred Fridays, the St. Louis-based criminal defense firm of Henderson Watercutty. As many of you know, I'm proud to be from St. Louis, and Mick Henderson and Steve Watercutty are from St. Louis. They call it home. Their firm is the premier criminal defense firm in Missouri and Illinois. So being from St. Louis, they want to help people from our region. And all you have to do is go to their website, stlcriminaldefense.com. That's stlcriminaldefense.com. Now, on that website, you will see the countless testimonials of people who they have helped over the many years that they have been doing work for people in the region. On the site, there are frequently asked questions, categories, and a wealth of information to help guide you through the process of figuring out how to make decisions to protect your rights. And it doesn't matter how big or small the case. They're known for their communication with their clients, and this is why. You can reach them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And they have a proven track record of handling your criminal defense and traffic needs. The St. Louis-based criminal defense firm of Henderson Watercutty. The website again. And really, go to the website. It's incredibly easy to navigate. stlcriminaldefense.com. Check it out. That's stlcriminaldefense.com. Or call them anytime, day or night, 24 hours a day. The number, 314 615-445-4400, 314-645-4400. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.